All right, joining us on KMBR 680, he's a lefty, Eric Sirkamp. Yes, he is here. Still with the San Francisco Giants. Eric, tell us a little bit about what happened and where you are today.
I had Tommy John surgery last July, and I've been in Arizona rehabbing pretty much the whole offseason, spring training. And now I got to come up here, check in with the doctors, get to throw a couple bullpens with Rigetti and Gardy, and just excited to be back around the team.
I always say the rehab is lonely. You know, I see in spring training every day. Of course, last year you had the surgery and the ball club is winning the World Series. You're part of it, but then again, you're not part of it. It's really a growth experience, I think, for anybody.
Yeah, you know, I was super happy to see him win last year. You know, I wish I could have been more a part of it than I was. But I was, you know, excited for the city and excited for the team and everybody else. But yeah, more than anything, it's definitely a mental growth. You know, players are used to working out every day and doing your shoulder exercises and stuff like that and everything to stay in shape. But just sitting at home and, you know, you go home and watch the highlights on TV and, you know, see guys that you've played with and stuff like that, it's really hard. And, you know, you want to be out there so bad. So now that I'm getting closer, it's gotten a little easier and see a little light at the end of the tunnel.
I always say you find out who your friends are at a time like this.
Yeah, you do. You know, everybody's been great towards me. You know, even coming back up here now, everyone's welcomed me with open arms. And during spring training, everyone was great as well. And it was just good to see everyone again after not seeing them for the whole year last year.
So what is the process now? Of course, Tommy John a year ago, in July. Now, of course, they say it takes about a year. Of course, with modern medicine, maybe they try to speed it up a little bit. But where are you right now as a pitcher?
I'm throwing bullpens. I've probably thrown about 12 of them now. I've thrown pretty much all of them at 50-75%. Here in about a week when the Giants get down to Arizona to play the Diamondbacks will be my first bullpen at 100%.
Oh, really?
So I'm excited for that, and that'll be the first time that I'm throwing all my pitches. Right now I'm just fastball, changeup, and throwing about 40 pitches at bullpen.
Wow. So how do you feel? I mean, you know your body and you know how the ball comes out of your hand. What does it feel like right now?
The arm feels really good. You know, I'm trying not to get too far ahead of myself. Talking to Vogie and talking to Proctor when he was in spring training with us, some guys that have had the surgery, you know, they warned me. They said, you know, you're going to feel awesome. You're going to feel strong, but just take it easy. Don't push it. You know, it's still a process and you're still on a schedule. So don't get too far ahead of yourself.
All right, Eric Sirkamp with us. Nice to talk to him. So the schedule, as I say, maybe a year is usually Tommy John surgery rehab time before someone says, all right, you're back. Any models out there that you watch, people who've gone through this and you kind of watch their timetable?
Not really. You know, I'm just going off what, you know, Gresh and the doctors are telling me and Tony, my PT down in Arizona, kind of just going off their plan and, you know, trusting them. They've had guys that have gone through this before. So I don't think I'm too far away from a game, maybe a month or a couple months. So they haven't really given me an exact date yet, but I'm looking forward to getting back out there pretty soon.
A lot of baseball is watching. Even when you play the game, it's watching. And, of course, you get to watch the pitching staff here. And you were part of the pitching staff and still have a prominent part. Let me tell you, everyone says, who's the next guy? And they forget it's you. You know, so they want you back soon. But have you learned anything just watching this?
Yeah, you know, I've been lucky, you know, being up here the last, I guess, four games so far. I've seen some greatly pitched games. You know, we won the last four. And, you know, just throwing strikes really is the things that guys do up here the best. And working the inside part of the plate, that's one thing that I think I struggled with a little bit when I came up here, was I didn't really establish that inside part of the plate and guys started to dive on me and stuff like that. So that's one thing I'm working on coming back, throwing right now is, you know, working to my glove side.
Well, you look a little bigger. Are you growing?
I don't think I'm growing. Just been working out for a year straight, I think, helps me out.
Yeah, no, you look like you put on some weight, and you look a lot bigger. And you're right. When you came up, good control pitcher, and I remember third or fourth inning, all of a sudden they would get away from you. So that's part of growing up as a pitcher, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it's just all a learning process, you know, getting older, getting a little bit stronger, getting my lower body stronger in the rehab process, too, to try to maintain that late in the games.
Well, here you go. Giants baseball once again, AT&T Park. Isn't it something to watch how this ball club plays here and to how you pitch in this ballpark? I don't know, if you go to Milwaukee and Chicago, it looks a lot different.
Yeah.
But you come to this ballpark and all of a sudden it's regular baseball.
No, yeah, it's fun to watch up here. And, you know, the fans being here every night, 41, 42,000 people. The atmosphere is awesome for regular season games early in the year like this. I don't think you get this very many places. So, you know, it's fun to watch, and hopefully I'll be a part of it again soon.
So where do you call home?
Right now it's Arizona. Home is Cincinnati, Ohio, but I haven't lived there in, since probably 2005, so since I went away to college. But, yeah, the last 3 or 4 years have been Scottsdale.
All right. Well, nice to have you on the show. As I said, people have to know you're here. We see you. Now it's good to hear from you. And as your timetable is, this is April. So May, June, maybe by July, you'll be back out there. So good luck to you.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Eric Cercamp. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.